Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Chav Zayin, the second mitzvah related to Avodah Zarah. So, as of tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit about the counting, how the Chinuch, who follows the Rambam, counts a number of Averas within the Aseres Hadibros related to Avodah Zarah, but today we'll focus on this one specifically. So, the Isra of Mitzvah Chav Zayin is Shelo La'asos Pesel. One cannot make a Pesel, a form. Shelo Na'aset Slamim Sheye Avdu. One is not allowed to make an idol, any type of image that will be worshipped. V'afilu lo avdim ha'osa osam. Even if the one who makes them does not worship them, ha'asiyah levad asura. Just the making it itself is asur. La'harchik ha'michshol. To distance the michshol. You can't create something that other people are going to worship. So therefore, that's the reason behind this iser. I saw just a related agadic thought. I was could have mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't have time, so I mentioned it today. And that is it said in the beginning of the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mebeis Avadim. I am Hashem your God that took you after Eretz Mitzrayim. Lo Yelecha Lohem Achir Mapanai. Don't have any other gods, as we spoke about. And Lo Sas Lecha Pesel Bashmaim Imal V'Yalares Mitachas. So what is the connection between all of them? So in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, the following thought is quoted. That the Medrash says in Parsha Shmos that the pasuk says Vayamaros Chayim Ba'avoda Kasha, and the Mitzrayim made our lives miserable. Uvachol Avoda Basadeh, and all work in the field. So what is the ask the Medrash? V'chi Basadeh Hayo Osin V'lo BaMedina. What is only work in the field? What about in the Medina? Ella shegazru aleim shehaanashim yalinu basadav anashim beir. No, they made a gzera. The men have to sleep in the field. The women sleep at home. So that there wouldn't be any more children. Wouldn't be any more Jewish children. And Chazal darshin in Masechta Sota bishvil nashim tzidkanios nigalavus hinu b'Mitzrayim. Because of the righteous women, we were zochah to be nigal. What they do? They brought their husbands water and they brought their husbands other things in the field and they made themselves look beautiful so their husbands would want to be with them. And then once they became pregnant, Tirgishu Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim realized, says the Medrash, that they became pregnant. So what did they do with their little babies? Hishlichu b'nehan basada. They left their babies in the field. V'hamitzrayim hirgishu. And what they do? Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu neis v'nivlu ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swallowed up these babies and took care of them in the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them in the Eretz Yisrael. Heviu HaMitzrayim shvarim b'charshu aleihem. The Mitzrayim brought plows and tried to find these babies. And they plowed on the field and they tried to get them. And they couldn't get them. And finally, when the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nace for them at Kriyas Yamsuf, that's what the Medrash says means, Zek Kehli V'Yanveyu. How'd they know? How'd they know what God looks like? Zek Kehli V'Yanveyu. So says the Gemara, because they knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked like. Zek Kehli V'Yanveyu from beforehand. Why? Because Bnei Yisrael, I skipped the one line, the Bnei Yisrael, when these babies came back and they were grown up, and they said, Who fed you? Amru, Baz Zakein Echad, V'Nasan Lanu Tzimukim Shel Dvash. A Zakein came. The Medrash continues, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's not just Asher Hotzei Sicha Mitzrayim. Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of the earth, the land of Mitzrayim. Mitoch Aretz Mamish. And then it continues, Lo Yielo Elohim Acher Alpanai. What does that mean, Alpanai? Because you children, you see so many faces of me. When I helped you and I fed you in Egypt, I was like an old man. When I'm at Kriyas Yamsuf, I'm like a young warrior that's fighting. So I'm all one. Al panai, on my face, I'm all one. Even though I take different ways that you see me. And then it says, our mitzvah. I'm up in heavens. I'm making the Kriyas Yamsuf. I'm changing the celestial spheres to make the water split. But I'm also down in the earth. So don't think there's anybody different. It's all me. Bashmaim imal v'yalharis bitachas. That's Kamotzi Shel Rav getting us into it for today. Dafka lo sasal chapesel up or above. Okay, back to the Chinuch. So the Chinuch says, we're not allowed to make any forms to worship, even if we are not going to worship them. Just making these idols is asur. Laharche kamichshol, to distance the michshol. So this is not on the list, usually, of what we include in siyag d'oraisas, but it belongs there. We've mentioned many times that, usually, we have the concept of siyag on a d'rabbanan level. Rabbanan say you can't do A because it might lead to the din d'oraisa. But once in a while, 10 to 15 examples, Rav Yosef Engel puts them all altogether in Lekach Tov in Klal Ches, that you find once in a while Siog Daraisas, offense on a Daraisa level. Don't do A because you might come to do B. We discussed this by Bal Yerabai Yimatzai. The Ran says on the first page of the Dafi Arif in Psachim that it's the Bal Yerabai Yimatzai, you can't have chametz in your house because you might come to eat the chametz. But the first answer is also Daraisa. Or the Kesef Mishnah says in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis that it's very possible that the Isser of cooking Basar B'chalav is Asur Mishum, you might come to eat Basar B'chalav. If I cook something, I usually eat it. That's also a Siyag Daraisa. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash because he might, Daraisa, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, because he might come to touch his relative, who he's not allowed to touch, the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. Neither of them could become Tameh for one of their seven relatives. Another example, some less known ones that we usually don't quote, the Mishnah Lamelach writes in Ilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, that there is a halacha that we know that you're not allowed to shecht a karbon, bring it as a karbon until the animal is at least 8 days old. Before 8 days old, it's called mechusar zman. We'll get to that in Parshas Emor. So an isra mechusar zman, says the Mishnah Lamelech, it could be that the isra mechusar zman is because maybe this baby is a nefel. And if you bring this mechusar zman, you might violate an isra of bringing a balmum to the mizbeach. So again, another example of a siyag daraisa. One final one that he brings all the way towards the end of the piece in Nedarim. If I'm ever makriv a karban, the Gemara says that I shouldn't say Lashem Ola. I should say Ola Lashem. Because what's going to happen, says Reb Shimon, if you say Lashem and then a person drops dead, I'll have said Shem Hashem for nothing. Say Ola Lashem, not Lashem Ola. Because if you die, you have to say the word Lashem, so then it'll be as an end. It's a learned that from a pasuk. So again, Siyag Daraisa. Good. So this goes on that list. You're not allowed to make idols. Why? Because you might come to worship idols. So then you might come to worship then. And another example, I'm not sure, I didn't go through all the pages, all the lists, but this is another example of a Siyag Daraisa. Just one ha'ara on that whole sugya, which we don't always mention, and that is, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Perkei Avos in Perek Beis, beginning of the second Perek, that we're not supposed to evaluate the value of mitzvos. Right. All mitzvahs are equal. Right. We're not saying Evizerba mitzvah kalaka mitzvah chamura, shenata yodeyam athen scharan shal mitzvahs. You don't know the value of mitzvahs, so don't evaluate them. So ask the Achronim, or even ask the Rambam. So how do you have a concept of a siyag daraisa? Right? A is also because of B? What do you mean A and B are both daraisa? We're not supposed to evaluate the hierarchy of mitzvahs. Some are worse than others. What do you mean? So how do you get to have the whole concept of a siyag daraisa? So it says the Rambam there in Pirush Mishnayos and Avos. No. There's a big difference. When are we not supposed to evaluate values of mitzvahs? By mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs asay, do all the mitzvahs. Don't say this mitzvah is greater than that mitzvah. You got to do all the mitzvahs. That's the basis, as the Rambam, of the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, oh, that mitzvah is greater, I'm going to stop and do that mitzvah. No! You're involved in a mitzvah, so just do that mitzvah. Focus! And you're patur from the other mitzvah. Aye, the other mitzvah might be greater. So what? Nothing's greater. Right, we don't evaluate mitzvahs. Mitzvahs asay, lo piri schar kol achas mehen, mahu lefnei Hashem, kadei sheneida mahim achamuros, umahim lamata himena, el atziva lekayim dover ploni v'dover ploni, v'lo hidi aschar, ezamim yoser gadol lefnei Hashem. We don't know which is greater. Lefichach roi l'shtadlo behen b'kulon. That's why you have to do all of them and not focus. Ein maviran ala mitzvahs, osik b'mitzvah patav in a mitzvah. Many principles are based on this. What is the siyag daraisa world? When do we evaluate los ases? That's by los ases. By los ases, for sure we evaluate some are worse than others. For sure. Right, the Gemara says at the end of Yuma, if you have to do an Aveira, always try to do the lesser Aveira. If I have to eat treif, it's better to eat something that's just a lav than to eat something that you're chayav kares for. Right, it's better to eat kosher food on Yom Kippur than non-kosher food. Well, non-kosher food might be a double Aveira. Why? So we do evaluate when it comes to los ases, because you see there are different punishments. There's malchus, there's four different mises bezdin, there's kares, there's mises b'dei shamayim. By los ases, we do have a hierarchy. It's only the ases that the Mishnah is talking about. So the siyag daraisa concept is based on the fact that it is mostly los ases. Okay, that's an important Rambam to be aware of at the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos in the Pirush Mishnayos. Okay, back to our iser. So one is not allowed to make forms or idols to serve, even if you won't serve them. The ain hefrish, and there is no difference, bein sheyaseh biyado, o yitzaveh lasos. There's no difference if I make them, I'm the artisan, or I tell somebody, I hire somebody to make it. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, lo sasa l'cha pesel v'chol temuna. Don't make for yourself, whether you or anybody else, v'hamitzave la'asosa hu agorim ha'asiya. Zehu das harambam zal. The Rambam holds, even if you tell somebody to do it, you don't have to do it yourself. Even if you tell somebody to do it, that is also included in the Isser. We'll get back to that as we continue. V'das haramban, he continues, quoting the Ramban says, She'ein asar b'kan ela shalo yaseh shalom adas la'avdam. The Ramban says, no, specifically, we'll get to the Ramban's how many mitzvahs he counts b'ezrim tomorrow, well, the next day, the Rabban says, you can't make it al das to serve it. Gam kasav shein lono limnos lam zem in a mikra zeh, you don't count it. It's not, there's no iser just to make it. There's no, it's not counted as a separate one of the taryag. The Ramban counts only one big mitzvah, as we'll see. So Ramban argues in a couple of the details of the Rambam. Skip to the next paragraph. Vitamiya ani ala Rambam. Says the Chinuch, even though he always follows the Rambam, I have a big kasha on the Rambam here. Big kasha on the Rambam. Shekasav, who the Rambam wrote, and the Chinuch just wrote it beforehand, but now he's asking a problem on it. She'ein hefresh bin she'yasim b'yado eitzav ala sosam. There's no difference if I make it or I command somebody to make it. Right, and this is the language of the Rambam. The Rambam in lo sase beiz, she'hizhiranu me'asos avodazara la'avod, you can't make an avodazara, to worship, v'ein chilek bin she'asav b'yado o bin she'yasav ala sosa. It says lo sase l'chapesel. And if you violate this, you get malchus, which we'll get back to. But it says the Chinuch, this is a problem. Why? She'harei mitzaveh mishaleachu. The Kaimalon Mishaleach Pater. There is a major principle in Shas known as Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. I cannot make a Shliach to do an Aveira. If I send somebody to do an Aveira, they get the Aveira, not me. Not the Mishaleach. If I send somebody to kill, if I hire somebody to go kill Reuven. So the other guy, I'm a terrible guy. Hashem will take care of me. Maybe I'm Chaya B'day Shemayim. But B'day Adam, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. You can't transfer it. If I tell you do an Aveira, what does the Gemara say, the Svara? Divrei Harav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen. Right? I tell him to do an Aveira, but Hashem tells him not to do the Aveira. Who's he supposed to listen to? Divrei Harav, Divrei Atamud. Who does he listen to? He's supposed to listen to the Rav. He's supposed to listen to Hashem. He's not supposed to listen to me. So therefore, says the Chinuch, I don't know why the Rambam says this. If I tell somebody to make for me an Avodah Zarah, I'm going to violate the Aveira of Osas HaPesel. He should get the Aveira. That is the kasha of the Sefer HaChinuch on the Rambam. Two possible answers given. One is given by the Menchas Chinuch, right here. The first piece of the Menchas Chinuch. He deals with this Chinuch, this problem, and he says in Os Aleph on the fourth line, V'tire, look and see mi Divrei HaRambam, de'im mitzava la'acher eino mitam shlichus. This isn't getting into the regular world of shlichus, says the Menchas Chinuch, that he's a shliach, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. This is not getting into the world of shlichus. Why? Chada dekai malan ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Number one, because of the Chinuch's problem. It's such a bomb kasha, you have to say that we're not talking about a regular shliach. V'od. And then says the Chinuch, says the Menchas Chinuch, lo chilek bein mitzav l'Yisrael du b'shlichus o l'goy. There's no distinction made. What if I told a goy to make it for me? So it sounds like it'd also be chayiv. A goy is not in the world of shlichus. And there's no distinctions given. So says the Menchas Chinuch, we're not talking about the world of shlichus here. Turn the page. Ela al karchach, de gzeres hakasav kenu. It's a special din. It's a gzeres hakasav. Da al yedei hatzivui, kiven de gorim lazeh over belav zeh. If you have a hand in creating avodah zarah, boom, you're finished. You violate the Aveira. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Lo sasa l'chapesa, v'lo shayach l'chalik b'shlichus. He says, Avo b'mach HaTorah asra l'asos adei acherim, kiva dehu b'gramah. So since you caused it, imkein, lo bono la mitam shlichus shalom kamoso. We're not talking about shlichus. Rakhu gufa asra Torah. The Torah says, you know what's included in the Aveira? If you make it or somebody else makes it for you. That's the Aveira. The Aveira isn't just if you make it. And if you have somebody make it for you, it's as if you made it. No! The Aveira is you or anybody else makes it. That's the Aveira. Where do you ever have such a thing? Ever have such another concept that the Aveira, it's grama, causing something is also included in the Aveira. So we might have mentioned this a week or two ago. It's a Gemara in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin. There's an Aveira. There's an Isser, Pashas D'Oraisa, to give a mum to a Bechor. Remember we discussed, I think it was back in Mitzvah Yud Ches or so, that there's a Kedushas Bechor. But what happens to a Bechor if it gets a mum? It belongs to the Kohen, it's Chulin B'Yad HaKohen. So, remember, the Kohanim were Chashud, they weren't trusted about the mumin, because we're worried that they're going to put a mum. So what they used to do, they used to put dough on the top of the ear of their Bechor animal, and let the other animals go and eat it, and nibble on the ear. Oh, it's a mum, what could I do? Says the Gemara in Beis HaChav Zayin, those Kohanim that put the dough there, violate an Isser D'Oraisa. of causing a mum to be in a bechor. He says, "Minayin shelo yigrom lo aydei davar acher shelo yavi batzek odvela v'yiniach lagaya ozen tamal omar kol mum omar mum v'omar kol mum." So it's a pasuk, it's a daraisa. So that's an issur of grama, right? Even if I put it there, what did I do? The animals nibbled. No, that's an issur daraisa. So that's another example. This goes on the list. Making a pesel, even if I have somebody else make it a pesel for me, still, I am going to violate the issur daraisa, and it doesn't matter if it's a guy. I'm back in the minchas chinuch. Oh, I decher shot of a katan. It is all included in the issur. And then he quotes that he doesn't even understand the question. It's such a good answer. There's a question. Of course, that's what how can the chiddush even ask the question? Okay, that is one answer. But maybe there could be another answer, and that is the chiddush. Obviously, there's shlichus here. So, is there any way to answer that if you accept that it's ain shlichus of dvar avera? Is there any way to answer why is this? There is a shlichus of dvar avera. So maybe one could suggest as follows. Usually, ain shlichus of dvar avera, I tell somebody to do the avera, and that's it. The story's over. They do the avera. What's going on here? I tell somebody, and the rule is only one person can get the avera. But here, what's happening? I tell somebody to do an avera, but what's the avera? Creating avodah zarah. That's not the final step. The real avera is when it's worshipped. So really, the guy making it for me is the middle guy. When do you say the middle ain shlich levar avera? If there's two guys involved, the one who commands and the one who violates. Here, I am commanding. He is doing. It's only an avera because we're calling it an avera. But there's another guy. There's another step. Maybe you don't say ain shlich levar avera that. Only the shliach is going to get it, not the mishaleach. You only say that when the shliach is going to get an avera because he's doing the mamash avera. But here, where there's another step afterwards, it's the oved that's going to get the ultimate avera. So maybe there you can say that the mishaleach is going to be responsible and the oved, and maybe the middle person, it won't be as responsible. Okay, that's a possibility. You got to do more research in that sugya, which we're not going to do right now. But the sugya of ein shlichus dvar avera is an important sugya. Different reasons. The beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. Is it about that the mishaleach doesn't really think he's going to do it? Is it that the shliach should have known better? Different ideas in that sugya. Okay, let's continue a little bit more. One other, I'll say that at the end. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua, shulu hachak avodah zara. So the shorish is yadua, it's to distance us from avodah zara. Dini ha mitzvah, various halachas of the mitzvah, kigon ha'oset suro, so ezet suro, suro lasas, ezet mutaras. If you make different forms, we're going to get into some details in a minute, but a couple of details regarding this mitzvah. 2 points in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, first of all, in Oz Dalid, wonders, asks the Shaila, at what moment do you violate? Let's say I am making a statue that people are going to worship. Do I violate only when it's finished? Or all along, let's say I stop in the middle. Have I violated already? He has that suffix. Ani mesupak in Oz Dalin. Imu chayav malchus ba'asiyah mitchila v'atzof. I'll call asiyah v'asiyah yichama. Every inch that you're going to make. Oh, after dafka ba'agmar. So he's not sure about it, whether it's the gmar or along the way. Pashtus is, until it's finished, until it's something to worship, then you didn't violate. Because if you only have a half of something, nobody's going to worship it. So that is issue number one. Issue number two is, says the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Vav, Im kein dafka im nosin l'ha'uman eitzim o matras lasos. It's got to be that you did a maisa. You had to have done an action. Because we're going to see in a minute, you get malchus for this avera. If you didn't do an action, it's a lav she'im bo maisa. And this is never on the list in the Gemara of one of the exceptions to the rule of lav she'im bo maisa lokan alav. So it says in Minchas Chinuch, I assume that you have to have done an action. What's the action? Giving the raw, either building it yourself, or giving the raw materials to the artisan, to the uman. Havi shalo v'chayev al asiyah. Avalam tziva lasos mishal uman. Top of this next column. If you just commanded him to do it, and he's going to make it on his own, and then give it to you, ain't no chayev klal. Maybe that wouldn't be enough of an averik. He calls man shalo bali yadu ain't a shalom. Until you get it, it's not yours. V'hu lo asa b'yadai. It's finished. Okay, so that's two ha'aras. When are you chayiv? And do you have to give something to the uman? But continue now in the chinuch. What is included in the dini ha-mitzvah is that surah asura lasas vezim muteres va'achilu shemim boletes l'shokaz. And is there a distinction between boletes sticking out and shokaz sunken in? Oh, what is this? This is the major issue. Very halachalamaisa. Drawing the sun. and the moon, and having pictures on the wall and on the ceilings, and photography. This is the issue. We're going to get to, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of a week or two, we're going to get to another Aveira at the end of Parshas Yisro, which includes making people. Making busts of people and dolls. That we'll get to. That is in Mitzvah Lamites. That's people. This Aveira includes everything else. The sun, the moon, the stars. This halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Based on Rishonim, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel, discusses this. Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel and the Ran both say that the sun and the moon, those constellations, are usher to make even if they are not boletes. Why? Because we don't see them as boletes anyway. When we look up at the sun, we don't see it as a three-dimensional. We just see it as the sun. So says the Ran in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel, it's usher to make a picture of the entire sun, of the entire moon, of constellation, if it's real lifelike, even if it is not boletes, it is not a 3D image. This is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph in Yeridaya, that's where all these halachas are. When do we say there are other, making animals, making other tzuras, only are boletes? But by Shokas, if they're flat, they're not aser, that doesn't apply to the sun and the moon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'tzuras Chama V'levana, V'kochavim aser, Bein Boletes, Bein Shokas. Unless it's L'Hislamid. To learn from. Vim Heim L'Hislami. Like Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon to show the Edim. Did it look like this? Did it look like that? The Mishnah say in Rosh Hashanah. That's Mutter. But other than that, it is Usser. The Nose Kalim here, interesting, discussed. The Taz, the Shach, they all discussed that in some Machzorim, by Tfilas Geshem, they have the picture of the zodiac signs. They have fish, they have other, Dzali. So they talk all about whether that's appropriate or not. The Taz says, Osen Shem Mitzayrim B'Machzorim Tfilas Geshem, Tsuros HaMazalos Lo Yafahim They're trying to make the mazalos. It's included in this isser. Others say maybe not. It doesn't really look like them. It's not a complete image. Again, this is a big discussion. If you want more on this issue, okay, we don't have time to go into it all now. In the daily halachic discussion, Rabbi Neustadt, in the Sefer, he has on page 63, 64, 65, he talks, quotes a lot of the poskim related to all of these issues. Maybe he has, the Shevet Alevi has a chilek, maybe the sun and the moon is different. Because the moon, even if you draw only part of it, is going to be aser. Because you always see only part of the moon. A sun, you always have to see the whole thing. Either way, that is an important discussion. We didn't get to all the halacha l'maisa, but this is the mitzvah where it is discussed. Finishing up, it applies to men, applies to women, and it even applies possibly to Bnei Noach. To Bnei Noach, which we'll talk about, it's included in Avodah Zarah. The overalev asat slamim haneavadim bemezid loke. And if somebody violates and creates slumim that are worshipped, he gets malchus. Just one final point related to the Bnei Noach thought. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Taf Tezayin. I'm just going to mention it now, then we'll read it maybe another day this week. Mitzvah Taf Tezayin, the Chinuch says that even though we say there are Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, included in each one are many mitzvahs. Like Avodah Zarah includes 10 different things. For us, it's 10 mitzvahs. For them, it's one mitzvah. It's all included in Avodah Zarah. So there's a lot more than 7 out of the 613 that they're chayavos in, that they're chayavim in. It's just that we call it Avodah Zarah, but a lot of the Avodah Zarah discussions that apply to them are included in Avodah Zarah, even though it's separate Averos for us. We'll have to talk about it in the coming days. Shituf, which is a big Avodah Zarah discussion, in the coming days. We don't have time for that right now. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with the next issue of Avodah Zarah tomorrow when we talk about the Isser of bowing down to Avodah Zarah, a separate Aveira of bowing down to Avodah Zarah and then serving Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here.